This is Kathy Henry, and I'm here with Karen Hager. We're delighted you've joined us for Opening the Peaceful Heart Call for Love. Everyone is muted. We'll be sending the link for the recording of this call to you tomorrow, theoretically, but tomorrow I expect we should be able to get it out to you by then. Visit openpeacefulheart.com to hear recordings of past meditations. As I was preparing for today's meditation, I was looking for some inspiration. I already had the idea of expanding and clearing, and expand and clear is the name of today's meditation, but I wasn't sure where to go beyond that. So I asked Karen which of her many oracle card decks she would suggest, and she directed me toward Lan's Sacred Geometry deck. I was not familiar with this set, and I sat with it for a while before coming up with three amazing cards for us today: Prosperity, Universal Love, and Synergy. I've tried to weave these concepts into our meditation. Note that it's structured a little differently than usual, with four brief breaks for silence. We firmly believe that what we think, we create, and when we take the time to ground ourselves, we allow ourselves to more deeply perceive where Spirit is guiding us. We will be together for about 15 minutes. Karen will get us started in just a moment, opening our circle and leading us through the guided meditation. She will then close the circle, and by the end of the day, Monday, we'll send you a link for the call recording. Our next call is Sunday, March 7th, and we hope we'll see you there. Here's Karen.
Hi, it's Karen Hager. Let's open our circle, and when we do that, we are joining in a collective intention for peace and protection as we work together. Loving source of light and life, we join this circle with open hearts, with a desire for peace. Help us be present, fully present here. Unite us in love of spirit and love of each other. Let this space be a protected, sacred circle, and let the spirit of peace be among us right now. Amen. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is open. And we'll ground ourselves quickly through taking three mindful breaths. If you can be sitting or lying down in a comfortable position, that's wonderful. And if it's safe for you to do so, close your eyes. We'll do a mindful in-breath that's followed by a mindful out-breath. You can do the in-breath and out-breath whenever you need to, and then just breathe in again when you need to. All I'm doing is calling your attention to specific in and out breaths and setting intentions for them. So allow yourself a nice, deep in-breath. And as you breathe in, imagine that you are calling all your power back to you. Breathe out when you need to. The magic of this first mindful inhale is that it brings you into the present moment and centers you in the right now. And now release your breath. On that exhale, imagine that you release distraction, anything that keeps you from focusing. When you're ready, take your second mindful in-breath. And as you do, imagine that you're opening a little door in your heart. Feel yourself calling love, balance, peace, joy into that heart space. And on the next out breath that feels right, know that you are breathing love, balance, peace, and joy out into the world. On your third mindful inhale, set the intention that you are guided, guarded, protected, upheld in divine light. And on the next out-breath that feels right, let this guidance and protection surround you and uphold you as you move through this day and always. And from this grounded place, this safe space, just take a few moments to notice whatever it is you're experiencing right now. What are you hearing? What physical sensations are you having? What are you feeling? What are you thinking? Are you resisting or embracing the these experiences. Allow yourself to resist, to release the resistance and the embrace. See if you can just notice these experiences without dwelling on them. Honor them and let them float away. As you breathe in, think of the word expand. And as you breathe out, think of the word clear. We'll take 30 seconds in silence to practice this act of clearing and expanding. 30 seconds. Picture yourself in the middle of a forest. Whatever your favorite trees are, the forest is filled with them. Perhaps old, gnarled oaks, or young, upright birches, tall crimson maples, or stately green firs. You feel love for all of these trees surrounding you, protecting you from the bright sun. Maybe even feeding you with apples, pears, and oranges. Each tree represents a gift you have been given. Joy, love, compassion, connection to yourself, connections to others, and they may represent material gifts to you as well. Consider the abundance in your life. And send gratitude out to each tree, to each gift. As you breathe in, think of the word expand. As you breathe out, think of the word gratitude. Expand. Gratitude. Let's take 1 minute in silence to practice this act of expanding our gratitude. As you consider your gratitude for all you've been given, you also realized how your forest sometimes makes you feel hemmed in. As much as you love all of your trees, you also know that you're called to grow beyond. Sometimes our trees can feel like obstacles, even though we do not want to part with them. As you continue expanding your breath, picture that exhalation with a tinge of color to it. Whatever color comes to mind, as you breathe out, you see that color moving through your forest, wrapping around every tree like a beautiful misty fog. You can embrace every tree that way as you move around and past it. This love and gratitude can move beyond your own forest and find the edges where new growth and expansion is possible. Feel the universal loving energy that's present within you, within your forest, within the earth, and within the others your spirit reaches out to. Picture that beautiful mist of your spirit pushing toward the boundary of your forest. As you reach the forest's edge, your spirit dances over the new life that is springing from the ground. Little green shoots are pushing forward. Perhaps some colorful tiny flowers are opening, and your spirit nourishes and encourages this growth. Consider how you are nourishing and encouraging the growth, love, and expansion in your life. As you breathe in, think of the word expand. As you breathe out, think of the word nourish. Expand and nourish. Let's take 1 minute in silence to breathe into nourishing expansion. As the beautiful mist of your spirit nourishes your expansion and growth, begin to notice all the other forests edging onto yours. Thousands of other forests you touch every day. Thousands of other intentions of gratitude. Thousands of others nourishing their own expansion and growth. How can you reach beyond your own forest to intermingle with and support the growth of others? As we expand our love for ourselves and tend our own forest, we open to more love for others, a universal love for people and for the planet we all share. And as we open to this love, we also find ways in which we can work together to co-create more growth, more harmony, more love for all the planet's inhabitants. How does your co-creation take shape? Is it by expanding observations and creating music, art, stories? Is it by working with others to expand justice and wholeness in the world? Is it by teaching others from your experience and guiding them to a fuller understanding of themselves? Consider how you creatively interact with the world. As you breathe in, think of the word expand. And as you breathe out, think of the word create. Expand. Create. We'll take 1 last minute in silence to breathe into expanding our creativity. over the course of this month, consider using the mantra that most resonated with you, expanding as you inhale and breathing out clearing, gratitude, nourishment, creativity. Let your loving spirit clear the way for new growth in your life. And now we bring our circle to a close. Loving source of light and life, we're grateful for this sacred space, this sacred time, and for the power of our collective intention. Guide and protect us as we go our separate ways, and keep us tapped into the energy of spirit, the inspiration of source in all we do. Amen. And so it is. Our circle is closed. If you signed up for emails from us, you'll get an email with a link to the recording by the end of the day tomorrow. And you can always access recorded meditations from past gatherings at openpeacefulheart.com. If you want to share feedback or comments, please do. You can find me at karen@karenhager.com, or just reply to one of the emails we send and it will get to us. Thank you to Kathy, who writes these meditations, and thank you for being here. Please mark your calendars now to join us on Sunday, March 7th. Same time, same opportunity for high vibration, peaceful connection. You could have done anything during these 15 minutes, and you chose to focus on peace. We truly believe that as more and more of us do exactly that, we can turn any tide. On behalf of Kathy and myself, many blessings to you. And until the next time we connect, we are wishing you peace.